So we've spoken about the preparation for communication and confrontation when we have a challenge at hand. Now, what do we do when we're in the room, when we're on that text or email chain, when there is now an interaction between you and some opposing force? To best understand how to handle people, something also for me that's been one of the most powerful concepts I've learned in Kabbalah, it's the idea of the builder-destroyer consciousness. What is builder-destroyer consciousness? At the root of everything we say and we do, there's an intention. And if we really look at that intention, it will always fall into two categories, one of two categories, builder or destroyer. A builder is somebody who genuinely wants a win-win scenario, who wants everyone to be successful, who's not in the mindset of, oh, if they have, I'm losing. Or if they're happy, I can't be happy. A builder is a person who wants to bring unity, who wants everyone to be happy, who believes there's abundance and there's no lack. A destroyer is somebody, regardless of how he's acting or what he's saying, deep in his heart wants to be better than the other person. Deep in his heart is okay with division. Deep in his heart is okay with win-lose. Deep in his heart, he's not really feeling compassion. I'll give you an example. One of the best things I heard, actually from Eitan in a seminar a long time ago. He said, imagine a plumber. When a plumber wakes up in the morning, he fixes people's plumbing. He does something very positive and proactive for mankind, right? He's a plumber. But in his heart, what is he praying for? What is he hoping? Deep in his heart, he's hoping everyone's plumbing breaks. He actually wants chaos deep in his heart so he can fix the chaos.
Not every plumber is a destroyer.
Not every plumber is a destroyer. But if we're not looking within and asking ourselves, people, a lot of people I see are the saviors who want to help people. You know how excited they get when you come to them with your problems? In fact, if you didn't have problems, they would be depressed.
Exactly. Actually, it's, you know, Even as a spiritual teacher, you need to examine it all the time because it's not about some people are builders, some people are destroyers. We all have the two sides.
Right.
So exactly what you said, some people, if their friend will call them at 3 o'clock in the morning, I need your help. They hardly slept. They'll drive, they sleep with that person. Does it mean necessarily they're a builder? Not necessarily. How do you know? Because if that same person will tell him, Joe, I just found my soulmate, and you personally have issues with finding your soulmate. Are you so excited for them? Are you so, no, I'd rather come at 3 o'clock in the morning to help you with your breakup than celebrating your actually potential wedding you're gonna have. So when it's tough for me to celebrate someone's blessings, part of me is a destroyer. When I'm so happy and it makes me feel secure to help you to fix your problems because I'm above, even though I'm helping, I might have a seed of enjoying being the helper in that situation because I have a little bit insecurity and I'm a little destroyer. So this is something we constantly need to question myself. Am I really doing it, confronting, communicating for the sake of adding value, regardless how things will work out? And one of the tools for me is asking myself, am I trying to control a situation to be my way? Pause. Let go of the outcome. I'm here to inject positive energy without specific outcome that I want to happen. If I'm gonna help, they're gonna like me. If I'm gonna help, it will work for me. If I'm gonna help, they're gonna tell another person about how I help them. That's agenda, and that's not the right way. So it's a constant purification work. It's not black and white. We all have builder and destroyer, adding value or diminishing value. And it's something that we need to be honest with ourselves at all time.
And what we're saying is, as soon as you can just recognize it and be honest with yourself, You've already neutralized it. We're not here to fix it, to be perfect about it. We all have that. It's a lifelong process. But as soon as you go and talk to someone, you can also admit, you know what, deep down inside, I kind of just want to be right. Or deep down inside, I want to just give my point across. You've already neutralized it. When you can recognize it, you've neutralized it. You know, one of the most powerful things I heard actually from Marcus, who's in our other videos, he told me once that as a teacher or as a person who's helping another student, he's learned whenever he's really excited about confronting someone, you know how you get excited? You're like, you know, I'm passionate about telling them something. You need to check yourself. Because why are you so excited? Usually when we're excited, it's about our own agenda, our own tikkun. And also to add about build or destroyer, destroyer consciousness also has a lot to do with people who want things to be fair. There are some people who want, it's not fair. I want things to be fair. It's all about equality and making things the way they want it at that moment. And even though ideally we want things to be fair and we want things to be equal, a builder thinks, okay, what can I do now and take responsibility now so that I can have an outcome that's win-win? I remember one of the students once told me when he comes home, he has 7 brothers and sisters. He comes home and he sees one of the brothers didn't do their responsibility, like take out the trash. He just takes it out. He doesn't say, well, it's not fair. I did my responsibility. Why didn't you do yours? That's destroyer consciousness. He's like, I just want to be a builder. I see something broken, I'm going to fix it. I'm not going to say why they didn't fix it. I'm not going to point fingers. I'm not going to say it's not fair or it is fair. He just builds. And what's amazing is this is the kind of guy you want working for your company. This is the kind of guy you want to be around. This is the kind of guy everyone's excited about because he's building. He's not looking at fair or not fair. So that's another aspect of how we know if we're coming from builder or destroyer.
So in the book of Rav Ashlag, World Peace, he speaks about truth and love. Means very often we're telling people the truth about what's wrong, about what's right, about what I meant, about what should be, what shouldn't be. And if you look at that concept of right and wrong, isolated from where you're coming from, it might sound right. But what Rav Ashlag is saying, if you're not coming from a place of love and it's all about the truth, very often the truth will be used to bring down and to destroy. So it's not just about saying the truth, it's about are you coming from a place of love? Love means building.